This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Some 16,000 American citizens are believed to be living and working in Sudan. And after some 2 weeks of fighting that has killed hundreds of people there, now about 400 of those Americans have started the trip home in a convoy of buses. CBS's Christopher Cruz has more from Washington.
A deadly conflict between two feuding Sudanese generals that began 2 weeks ago has caused foreigners to flee the country. The convoy carrying the Americans is under tight security and is reportedly being tracked by armed American drones. The buses are headed to Port Sudan, about 500 miles away, where they're expected to arrive Saturday morning and be greeted by American officials. From there, the Americans will travel to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, by boat.
There's a new case of a possible conflict of interest within the Supreme Court. Insider.com says it comes from a whistleblower complaint about commission fees paid by top law firms to the wife of Chief Justice John Roberts. That report says lawyers for one of those firms paid Jane Roberts hundreds of thousands of dollars, then argued a case before the high court. No comment yet from the Chief Justice or his wife. East and Central Texas are bracing for another hit from Mother Nature tonight, with more severe storms on the way. KTVT's Jason Allen is in Alvarado, about 40 miles south of Dallas.
A spotty rain that has been falling so far, getting a little bit heavier in the last couple minutes since we went on air. No gusty winds to speak of, but we can see storms lined up back here in the direction to our south, and also can tell on radar that there are more storms now starting to get up to the north.
Investigators are trying to find out why a pair of military helicopters collided as they returned from a training mission last night in Alaska. Three soldiers were killed. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
The lone survivor of Thursday's crash is said to be in stable condition and may be able to tell investigators what went wrong. The two Apache helicopters were returning from gunnery practice to their base near Fairbanks, Alaska, when they collided in midair.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis has signed four gun control bills. One raises the legal age for buying a firearm to 21. Another institutes a three-day waiting period for purchases.
Because Coloradans deserve to be safe in our communities, in our schools, in our grocery stores, nightclubs, everywhere in between.
A new Fed report on the Silicon Valley Bank collapse says there were a lot of factors that caused the failure. CBS's Jason Brooks.
It says the 17th biggest bank in the U.S. collapsed from three primary factors: bank management making textbook failures in managing interest rate risk, the failure of Federal Reserve regulators in understanding the depth of SVB's problems, and being too slow to react.
The Dow closed up 272. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for more details.
Scott for Scots here. You ever want to grow new grass faster? Kind of like when you press the 2x playback button on your podcast so you can speed through episodes. Except it's Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass. You're speeding your way from a thin and damaged lawn to a thicker, stronger one in just weeks.
Bit too fast, maybe slow it
down. Okay. Let's just go back to normal speed.
Get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass today. It grows grass 2x faster than seed alone when applied at the new lawn rate, subject to proper care.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
During Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, you can get Vigoro mulch at a new lower price of 3 bags for just $10. Planting a garden? Mulch helps soil retain moisture. Sprucing up your walkway? Mulch can help prevent weeds from creeping in. Potting some flowers for your porch? Liven up your planters with an accent of year-long color with red, brown, or black mulch. Hurry into the Home Depot to get Vigoro Premium Wood Mulch now. 3 bags for just $10. Offer valid in-store only March 5th through May 17th. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 41, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, 44, cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows level off around 34. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
So, after what happened in East Palestine, when you hear that there's a train derailment in Wisconsin, do you believe them when they say, everything's fine?
No worries.
No worries.
It's all good.
844-967-2789. And I'm not trying to trust, I'm in so distrust of our officials. But it is a little weird when you see the pictures that came out of the train derailment that happened in Crawford County, of just train cars in the floating in the Mississippi River.
Floating down the Mississippi River.
And, you know, it was not the same kind of chemicals that were in the train. For East Palestine, there was not a big kaboom of a big fire, but it still raised, for me, it raised, also raises the questions of where are we with all the like train regulation that everyone was calling for in February when that happened? And I guess that's the question. Do you trust that if you're living in Crawford County, which is, I think, where the derailment happened, is about 30 miles away from La Crosse in DeSoto and Ferryville. But, you know, for the people who are, and they're already experiencing flooding all week.
Yes, it's a mess.
And so it's been a mess over on the west side of Wisconsin. But I guess when you see something like this happen, do you trust that everything's okay when they say that it, you have nothing to worry about? 844-967-2789. And so if you did not see, no, it doesn't seem like anyone was injured.
I think four employees were hurt.
They were, yeah. So it says four members of the train, they received medical attention. Several train cars are in the Mississippi River and along its bluff. And it, at least what was on the train, it sounds like it was paint, lithium ion batteries, and oxygen tanks. And they're still not sure what caused the derailment. There's an investigation into it now. But the big takeaway is that residents have been told that they don't need to evacuate and that it doesn't pose a risk to the river, which I also find, it's like, how is this?
I mean, even
objects that are not, I feel like whatever stuff's in the water that's not supposed to be there to say like, no, it's fine. It's like, what is it?
I mean, even paint, you don't want paint in your water. If if some of those containers broke open. And I know that they say that the batteries were contained, so that's not a problem. And again, as you said, I don't mean to cast aspersions on the officials and what they're saying, but with what has been happening, especially since what happened in East Palestine, it makes you twitchy.
Yeah, and I guess that's more of the thing of just with what happened there and kind of the knee-jerk reaction to East Palestine was after 3 days, you're like, you're fine to go back.
No worries.
And it doesn't, I don't know, and I'm not an expert, so it's like saying, what do I know as far as batteries and paint and if it actually causes an issue, but it does feel like when you see those pictures, it's very jarring to just see a train flipped over and in the water and be like, all right, well,
that's normal.
But it is, I mean, it is interesting. In the Journal Sentinel's write-up of this, this was so far in 2023, talking about the frequency of train derailments. There was one other in Wisconsin on January 31st. And in 2022, Wisconsin had 11 derailments. And in 2021, there was 15. And across the U.S., derailments occurred last year was about 1,173. And 1,099 the year before. But this is what's wild, because I do think the conversations around regulation can very much have died down.
Oh, it's crickets now.
It's crickets now. But I do have a couple, because I looked this morning out of curiosity of what's going on in East Palestine. But before we move on to that, in 1977, guess how many trains derailed?
Nationwide. 1,500.
More.
2,500.
More.
3,500.
8,000. Isn't that wild? When we think about how outraged people are now that, you know, the train derailments feel like they're happening a lot. Sometimes it happens at the expense of the environment or people getting hurt. But in 1977... 8,000 trains derailed. So it's been an improvement over the last years.
Yay us.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Wow, I had no idea. And I'm embarrassed because I was alive then. Although I was in high school.
But I'm not sure you were paying attention to nationwide train derailments.
Concerned about train derailments, but that's just shocking.
We have a comment on the YouTube live stream, which you are welcome to watch if you are near your computer, if you'd like to see Jane and I. But Benjamin Zimmerman says, right after the news broke, the Navy made a mustering exercise titled Naval Station Great Lakes Train Derailment. The naval bases in North Chicago thought it was poor timing and inappropriate. I didn't hear about that.
I didn't either.
But thanks for the comment, Benjamin. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. And it really is nothing, but it felt like.
Well, I just think we're all so much more aware of it now because of what happened in East Palestine. And as you said, that's just kind of disappeared from the news. Although there is an article here on Fox News from just a couple of days ago from the 26th that Norfolk Southern CEOs Alan Shaw in March faced questions about the derailment, was asked a number of times if the company would compensate homeowners for their losses. He said he's committed to doing what's right for the community, but doesn't go into any specifics and any specifics about what they're going to do for these people.
So it's interesting because on the same day, April 26th, I saw an article from The Week saying East Palestine derailment will cost rail company $387 million. And so they said that that figure is likely to increase. So the charge was announced as part of Norfolk Southern's first quarter financial report. While the company didn't go into specific details, Mark George, Norfolk Southern's chief financial officer, said in investor calls that the costs were related to site cleanup, community support, legal expenses, pending settlements. And speaking of pending settlements, another update about East Palestine, there's an inmate, there's an Ohio inmate who's suing the company.
He's suing Norfolk Southern?
Yep. Ohio Penn inmate sues Norfolk Southern CEO over East Palestine derailment. An inmate who was sitting in a prison cell nearly 20 miles from East Palestine when a train hauling toxic chemicals went off the tracks is suing the chief executive of the railroad. I wonder how strong his case is.
Because it shook him?
Well, I also wonder if it's because they can't evacuate.
Oh, right.
Like, if the inmates get sick, because it's not like they can leave the area.
Right.
Maybe there's a case there, which is, I had never even thought about that as far as being detained in an area that is polluted like that, if you have a strong case. But yeah, it should be interesting to see if there that actually goes somewhere. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the extent of the updates I saw. And so maybe we can get John Russell, who is from the same county,
yep,
and does a lot of report, like independent reporting in Ohio. He's been on the show a couple times to talk about his on the ground reporting of East Palestine. And maybe we can get him back on the show to give us an update of what's been going on, because it's been, unless you seek it out, it certainly has not been in the news.
Well, and I guess because I run into trains here in Waukesha,
mm-hmm,
at least a couple of times a week, because they go right through, you know, the edge of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so much more cognizant now of what potential ramifications could be if something happens. And granted, the trains that are moving through the area are moving relatively slowly. But the lack of concern, it seems to me, by the railroad companies themselves to update their own safety equipment and address this, they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Gotta make that money.
It'll go away. People will forget.
But I guess that's maybe the point is, like, do you forget? After something like the Ohio derailment, is it not forefront of your mind when something like that happens in your backyard? Because that's certainly like I feel like a year ago, had I seen that, it would have not caught my eye the same way it did yesterday when I started seeing reports of the derailment that happened in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. And again, it's in, we have two big boxcars in the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, speaking of environment.
Oh, this is kind of, yes.
So this happened Wednesday, so we're a little late to talking about it. But Ron Johnson has a tendency to say things that are controversial. And Wednesday was more of the same, where he, to, you know, summarize it, basically said, isn't climate change good for Wisconsin because it basically warms up our brutal winters? And the internet kind of had a field day. And I guess the question now is, beyond that, I think Mark Pocan's quote, he's like, I guess you could say if you get COVID, the benefit is you lose some weight.
Okay.
So, like, you know, trying to find the silver lining out of a bad situation, you could maybe do that out of anything. But I guess my question to people, to you, is what effects of climate change are you already feeling in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. So that could be the floods that are happening on the Mississippi right now. It could be the lack of ice cover we had on the Great Lakes over the winter. Cranberry farmers, I know it's an issue. Farming in general is an issue. But beyond warmer winters, what is climate change doing in your own backyard? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We'll have to wait and see. I'll call you back later.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Temperatures in Wisconsin in the short term feel good, but for you personally, have you seen climate change affect things in your life, whether it's winter sports or flooding or farming? And we ask because Ron Johnson thinks it's a good thing.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Before we move on, Roger Frost added on the Facebook live stream a note about our last topic with how, I think this is talking about how there was 8,000 train derailments in 1977, and now we're ranging around 1,000 to 1,100 for the last couple of years. He said, USA has about 28,000 fewer miles of railroads now than in 1990.
Wow.
So that could be a big reason beyond just regulation or deregulation of just there is less trains. There's less train tracks. But moving on to Ron Johnson. And let's play the clip of what he said, and then we'll go from there.
Take a listen.
Because of climate change, we're going to actually have a reduced risk of mortality overall in the United States. In terms of excess deaths, warming globe is actually beneficial. In my own state, Your study shows that we'd have a reduction in mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess it's 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
What the work shows and the chart is that the effects of climate change are going to be very unequal. And absolutely, Wisconsin, Chicago, where I live, the reduction in cold days, the benefits from that will outweigh the damages from the hot days. But if you look more carefully at that, there's large swatches of the country where the damages will be much larger.
Well, that's your problem.
And there's so much here. So on one hand, I mean, it's like, because he also says, he's like, well, it's, you know, it's going to get really hot in Africa, but that's not our problem. And so beyond it just being a ethnocentric, like, statement as far as, well, as long as we're okay,
nothing to worry about.
Who gives a hoot?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to start bringing back old colloquialism lingo because I can't swear on the air. So the other things that I can say that's just goofy, we're going to bring it back.
Like kerfuffle.
Like anyway. Kerfuffle. Quibble. So it's one, it's like, it's kind of saying, because I've heard people make this argument of, you know, when it gets so hot in the Sun Belt that you can't live there anymore, or when fresh water is basically like oil, where how like rare and
precious
it is, then we'll be great. We'll be in a great position. You're like, oh, I'm great. Like, good to know that other places have to be like apocalyptic and then it will be good for Wisconsin, and that's when people will finally move back.
Well, and I find it interesting also that Senator Johnson isn't concerned at all about sea level rise, considering that he and his family have this compound now on the coast in Florida.
Seriously. And so beyond, you know, these, oh, the winters are better, people might move here because it's more temperate. Those are basically the only arguments I could find, and they're pretty superficial compared to the catastrophe that's going to be caused around the world and around the country. But it's also, there is no, like, no expert has agreed that there is not ramifications for Wisconsin. And so I'm asking you, what have you felt already in your time living in Wisconsin that you can see, you can feel the change? I guess good or bad, but
I would think hunters and any kind of outdoor sportsman more than anyone has seen what's been happening over the last couple of years.
Because
they're out in nature.
People are out in nature a lot. I would imagine farmers and how wet things are getting.
Or dry.
I would certainly think cranberry farmers. Like I've heard cranberry farmers as far as, you know, I mean, part of the reason why Wisconsin is the largest manufacturer of cranberries is because of our climate. And so if things get warmer, and it's because of the cooler temperatures, and there's that window in the fall where it needs to be cold enough for the cranberries to be ripe, but before they actually freeze, so you lose the entire harvest. And in years where we have warmer and warmer falls, you know, huge swaths of the product aren't actually ripe yet.
Right.
And it's just smaller yields, right? And so 844-967-2789, what are some of the effects or symptoms you've already seen in Wisconsin of climate change that maybe Ron Johnson should be aware of?
Well, I can share one thing.
Okay.
And I think I've mentioned this before, but I have a planter in our yard that keeps flowering now on the ground. So these are annuals. These are not perennials that are meant to make it through the winter. These are annuals that are supposed to die, and then you buy new ones. Well, now when they flower off and fall to the ground, they're coming back, which is great for my yard, but snapdragons aren't supposed to be able to survive through the winter. That's not good. And that also leads me to believe that other things and certain bugs and things are also surviving through the winter that shouldn't.
We should get, who's the bug expert we got?
Oh, PJ Leash.
We should get him back. Because I actually think I saw something that
lantern flies.
The lantern flies are going to come back with a vengeance.
Great.
So we should talk to him as far as if there's not enough things to be scared about to get PJ back to let us know about what we can expect for how buggy this summer is
going to
be.
What's going to kill us next?
Because, I mean, truly, because this winter was not that bad.
No, it wasn't.
We had the week around Christmas that was super cold. I would like it to be warmer than it is, although today is beautiful. But as far as killing things, this winter, I don't know how much this winter killed things. So, like, what does that mean for our summer?
You need a hard freeze. You need a hard freeze for some of these things.
So let us know. How is what are you already seeing in Wisconsin when it comes to climate change and things that it's changing, whether it's rain, floods, lack of freezing? 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 41, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, 44, cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows level off around 34. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Health, in terms of excess death, we're actually in a better position to prevent death by having the climate increase in temperature a little bit,
so,
right?
Senator, I'm not familiar with that study. What I am familiar with is my study. Your characterization of it is incorrect.
Well, your study is very favorable to my state. Our mortality declines by 100,000.
Wisconsin will benefit in terms of mortality. There are 49 other states in the United States. Many of them will suffer. Many of them will suffer more than Wisconsin will gain. And that is the nature of climate change. It's very unequal.
According to your study, your concern if you're in the really hot region of Africa, but in terms of the United States and most of Europe, we're in pretty good shape. We're all blue. We have reduced risk of death.
Yeah, so if you look carefully at the top of that figure, a large section of the country is not blue. Those are the areas where some of your colleagues represent people, and those people are going to face increased risk of mortality.
What I can't get over, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are discussing partially the comments that Ron Johnson, our senior senator, had on Wednesday about a climate change report and basically his indignant position of, well, Wisconsin looks like it's going to be fine, so why should I care?
We're good. We're all good.
And, you know, what this, and this is, it's funny because our friend Joe McClear left a funny comment on the Facebook live stream. Evergreen headline, quote, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said, insert statement on issue here, experts disagree. Because that literally is the headline from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covering this story, saying Ron Johnson said climate change could be good for Wisconsin. Experts disagree. And one of the things they point out in this, in their write-up about this, is that the article itself, I mean, the study itself, is only looking at deaths from
heat and cold.
Heat and cold.
Right.
And so what it doesn't look at is the fact that it, basically it doesn't account deaths from weather events. So like extreme rainfall, flooding, hurricanes. So if you think about, well, I mean, what did the death toll end up being in Florida last year with the massive...
Oh, the hurricanes?
Yeah, it was like 50, 60, 70 people.
Oh, and some of those communities are never going to come back.
And so, you know, the findings are basically, and like it doesn't take in account cases of humidity, and there's all these other things beyond just like freezing to death or heat, like heat stroke.
Right.
That you can die from when it comes to weather events, climate change events. And so even the point that he's trying to make is it's not the full picture. But one of the other things in this article that I thought was interesting is your neighbor cares, probably most likely cares about climate change more than you think they do. So it says as much as 90% of Americans underestimate how much people care about climate change.
Oh, interesting.
And so this was a study published last year from the journal Nature Communications. And so in the misperception is common across all states, demographics, political parties. And so in Wisconsin, 62% of people worry about climate change. That's like, again, in this state, that's a pretty high majority. And so 62% worry about climate change in Wisconsin and support policies to address it. But they believe they're in the minority, thinking that far less people share their concerns. And this is true in every county of the state. I find that to be fascinating, that so many of us individually, if you ask, worry, care, support changes, and yet our assumption about our neighbor is, well, they probably don't care as much. And so the ramifications of that is that it keeps people from speaking out. And so maybe it's just like, oh, I'm just going to keep the peace. And, not, you know, if they don't care about like climate change, I'll just kind of keep it to myself. But I thought that was fascinating as far as our misconceptions about how many people actually are worried about this and want the people in charge to do something.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text from the 608. Ron Johnson has never listened to expert advice on anything. Whatever he claims, the opposite is likely true. Just because we're not going to be underwater like Florida doesn't mean we won't be impacted. Isn't the number one headline on the hourly local news that the towns along the Mississippi and Grant County are underwater right now? And we have lithium-ion batteries on this train that just derailed being washed into the river. Come on.
Totally. I mean, that's it's ironic that those, like, he said this literally as that part of the state
is drowning. 844-967-2789-920. I'm really worried about this summer because only 7% of the Great Lakes were covered in ice, mm-hmm. which is significantly below the 35 to 40% ice cover that is considered normal.
And like that they wrote that up a couple times as far as, you know, when we were, again, in the moment when it's not bitterly cold, it does feel good. I'm not going to say that it doesn't.
And I don't think anybody's going to disagree. Gosh, I wish it was 30 below longer.
Like when January was as mild as it was, it felt good. But there's ramifications of that. And exactly as the last texter said, the ramifications are huge as far as not, I mean, you know, beyond, again, the personal gain of cold weather sports, but it causes conditions that disrupt our ecosystems. And so, you know, the ice tempers waves. So when there's low ice cover, waves can be larger, leading to lakeshore flooding and erosion. More water also evaporates off the lake when there's low ice, which can cause dangerous lake effect snowstorms, which we saw in Buffalo, New York last year.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Ice acts as a shield, protecting eggs that are incubating after fish like whitefish, walleye spawn near the nearshore areas. And when ice isn't there, strong winds and waves stir up the sediment, decreasing the number of fish that hatch in the spring. So again, fishermen, there's going to be less fish. And so there's all these different things. And Wisconsin is wetter. We're having more extreme rain events. And so that is affecting, again, flooding.
Farmers.
But also farmers. Rainfall has already increased 17% on average across Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's a big number.
That is a big number.
And southern Wisconsin is seeing the biggest increases in rainfall. And it's putting infrastructures like roads, bridges, stormwater structures at risk. And so I just, the short-term gain of I put my winter jacket away sooner, I get it. I like it too. But there are so many other things that are way worse that we should be worried about in this state. So even like his argument, well, this is good for our state. It's like, no, it's not.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Ted from Manitowoc joining us. Hey, Ted, what do you want to say?
Yes, NASAgovernment.com has been recording since 1880 that the Celsius temperature went up 0.5%.
Okay.
So what do they say the temperature has risen to? How much has it gone up in the last 100 years? I was just curious.
I do not know that off the top of my head, Ted. But wait, what was the website?
NASAgovernment.com.
NASA? Like NASA as in like the NASA?
Yep. .gov.
All right. So wait, so do you think that climate change is a good thing or a bad thing for Wisconsin?
Well, is it even going on if it went up 0.5%? Since 1880, since he started recording.
But, Ted,
is that significant?
But haven't you seen
it? I'm just trying to figure out that it's half a degree Celsius it went up since 1880. In time, in 1,000 years, I suppose. You know what I mean?
So you're saying that you don't think it's actually happening?
It is. It's. At what rate? It's at 0.5% since 1880.
So you think we can go another 1,000 years and everything is going to be fine?
Depending, we're doing studies right now in the next 50 years to see if it goes up or down. Because the climate's actually been changing since 2,000 years. It varies. It goes up and down.
Well, and the thing is, I will say this. I think there's something as far as people saying... You know, the climate has always changed for the Earth, but humans have not always inhabited the Earth. Let's just remember that we are guests here, and this place far, far predates our species and our ability to live here. And so I think what we're trying to say is continuing to try to keep a planet where we are comfortable and can survive here, because I think the Earth is going to be here whether or not we are. And that's kind of what it always comes back to, is like, it's not so much the Earth, and the Earth obviously continues to change and evolve and is alive, but like, how many of us are going to be here to be able to actually like inhabit it? But thanks so much for the call, Ted. And I do stand corrected as far as here in Southeast Wisconsin, our winter was not very hard, but I that it discredits. We just got corrected by Michael on the YouTube live stream. I live near the Twin Cities. This winter was not easy this year. This winter was the second snowiest winter we had on record. We also went nearly 6 months without seeing 50 degrees.
Well, and I was thinking about this over the break.
So thank you for the correction, yeah. Michael.
And well, this is just indicative that different things happen all over the country, you know? And we spoke to someone at the Birkebeiner this year. These were probably the best conditions they've seen at the Berkey.
They almost thought there was going to be too much snow.
But in prior years, it was like, well, we're going to have to do something about this or shorten the course or something, because there just isn't any snow.
Yeah. And so sometimes Ron Johnson makes himself an easy target. And so it becomes very easy to poke at the things that he says. But I do think it's a reminder and an opportunity for us to talk about, beyond milder winters, some of the actual effects that are going to happen. And so we'll continue to take your texts and calls if you have anecdotes to share as far as things that you've been seeing. But surprise, surprise, we also have more Brewers tickets to give away.
We do.
And so if you have no plans for tonight,
it is for tonight.
It's for tonight. It's for tonight at 7:10 at American Family Field. And this is on behalf of our
flagship
stations, WISS, WRCE in Richland Center. But we are giving away two sets of two tickets tonight. So we are going to a break soon. So get your fingers ready. But if you have a babysitter, if you have no kids, if you can make spontaneous plans, we would love to hear from you. We would love to give you these tickets. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're not going to ask you a trivia question.
No, there's no test.
There's no test. We just want to give these tickets to you. We may bring you on the air. So if you're shy, beware. I said this yesterday at the end of the show, but apparently, two of the Los Angeles Angels players are two of the best players in baseball right now.
Oh, really?
Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani.
All right.
Luke Matthews had to tell me that. But so it should be a good game. It should be, if you really are a fan of baseball, of getting a chance to see those two play.
And what a beautiful night to hang around and tailgate.
Seriously.
It's going to be perfect.
So yeah, so if we're doing the first giveaway of the first two tickets right now. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. Jane will talk to you. She'll get your information. We may even bring you back when we come back from the break. But and if you don't get to go to the game tonight, or you already have plans, you can always listen to it on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. So we want to hear from you. We want to give you tickets. 844-967-2789. And when we come back, we'll talk to the winner and we'll do the weekly headline quiz. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Mattner. What were we just listening
that
to?
That is
Jane?
Rock This Test by the Centennial Arts Academy fifth graders.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Thank you, my fine gems.
I love kids singing. It was just like loud talking on beat. All right. Well, do we have a winner of the Brewers tickets?
We do. Adam is joining us on the phone from the 920. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So where are you calling us from?
Oconto.
Oconto. Nice. So that's a little bit of a drive. But is this your first game of the season?
Yes.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
The weather is going to be perfect, Adam. It should just be a beautiful, beautiful night.
Who are you going to invite to come with you?
I'm probably going to bring my son.
Nice.
All right.
Very fun father-son night, Adam. Well, congratulations, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Have fun. Take a picture. Don't forget to take a picture and tag us, Civic yep. Media and As Goes Wisconsin on social media. Well, very fun. Well, we have another set of tickets to give away later in today's show, which we will definitely do probably, I'm feeling the second half of the second hour. We also have some guests coming up in the next hour. We have Craig Dickman, who is the managing director of Titletown Tech, which is a venture capital firm in, you guessed it, Green Bay. And so we're going to be talking to him about what is Titletown Tech, the importance of venture capital and our startup scene, what some of their portfolio companies are and what they look for with their portfolio companies when they're making decisions on who to invest in. And so I'm really looking forward to talking to Craig Dickman, and that's going to be coming up at noon. And then at 12:30, we're talking to Quentin Claibon, who is a senior research director at the Institute for Reforming Government and has been working in education reform, I think, basically his entire career when I looked up his LinkedIn as far as... And he's also from Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, cool.
So we'll do a little shout-out to his... I don't know if he was... Oh, he did tell me. Which I can't remember what high school he went to, but shout out to Wisconsin Rapids. But Quentin will be here, and we're going to talk about education reform, basically, and where Wisconsin's at, And I think sometimes the partisan divide that happens and gets in the way, arguably, as far as trying to move things forward and improve Wisconsin's state of education. And so that's coming up at 12:30. But for now, we're going to do a quiz.
All right.
Do the brew quiz for this week. Let's see how closely we were paying attention, Jane. All right. Number one, which company just became the first European firm ever to exceed a $500 billion market valuation? A, SAP, B, Siemens, C, L'Oreal, D, LVMH, which is Louis Vuitton.
And that's the one I'm going with.
Yeah, me too. All right, number two. Which media figure did not get fired from, which media figure did not get fired from or say they were leaving their current post this week? Did not.
Did not.
A, Don Lemon, B, Nate Silver, C, Wolf Blitzer, D, Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I think it's Wolfie.
It is Wolfie. That one, we do not need to wait for the reveal. I guess maybe the surprise one for people if they didn't hear. It was not as much of a splash, but Nate Silver is leaving. Because basically, I think...
Who is he working for?
Well, he started 538,
right.
And I think he was working for ABC.
Okay.
And so they were either investors or owned 538. Three, GM plans to discontinue which vehicle this year? A, the Chevy Bolt. B, GMC Savannah. C, Chevy Malibu. D, Cadillac Escalade.
Boy, I have no idea. Give me them again, please.
Chevy Bolt, GMC Savannah. I don't know if I'm saying that right. C, Chevy Malibu. D, Cadillac Escalade.
I'll go with the Savannah.
I'm going with Chevy Bolt.
Okay.
Mostly because I know that's true.
Oh, well, there you go.
Four, which potential acquisition has been blocked by UK regulators? British Airways and EasyJet, Microsoft and Activision Blizzard, C, Pfizer and Seagen, D, Qatari Sheikh Jasmine bin Hamad. Qatari Sheikh Jasim bin Hamad Al Thani, Manchester United.
Oh, wow. That's quite a mouthful.
So there's a soccer team, and who's buying them? I butchered that. I am sorry. But I'm going to go with Microsoft and Activision Blizzard.
And I'm going to go with the soccer club.
Oh, okay. All right. Last one. Ed Sheeran went to court this week to address accusations that his song Thinking Out Loud plagiarizes which 1970s hit? Stairway to Heaven, Born to Run, Let's Get It On, Superstition.
Let's get it on.
All right. How you feeling?
I think I'm going to do half and half. I'm not entirely confident.
I think this was a joint effort, but we got 5 out of 5.
Hey.
All right. So yes, LVMH became the first European company with a $500 billion market cap.
I'm pretty sure that's the company that Selma Hayek's husband runs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was... Does he run... He's not like the family... I feel like that was one of those companies I once read about where like all these offspring, like all the siblings of the founder are running different divisions and it's like potentially could be a succession type situation as far as who will eventually take over. I also don't know who Selma Hayek's husband is.
François-Henri Pinault.
Okay.
A French businessman, CEO of Kering and president of Groupe Artene. So maybe he is not the head of LVMH. Irregardless.
So that is number one. Then Wolf Blitzer did not announce a departure from CNN this week. GM plans to discontinue the Chevy Bolt. UK regulators have blocked the Microsoft Activision Blizzard deal.
Okay.
And Sheeran is accused of plagiarizing Let's Get It On. Which I have to listen to those songs next to each other. I was reading a little bit about this, and basically there's like a 4-chord
progression
that's what the suit is pending on, is basically, is this these 4 chords, is it plagiarizing? And I think Ed Sheeran's argument is basically, there's a lot of songs you could find this four chord progression in. And so
there's only so many notes.
I mean, that's true. When you lay over pop songs over each other, a lot of them sound the same.
Absolutely.
So should be interesting to see where that goes. But yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. But if you want to win the other set of Brewers tickets
for tonight
at 7:10. We will do that in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. And if you can't go to the game, you can always listen to the game on Civic Media's flagship Brew stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, as well as WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. But stay tuned through the top of the hour news. We'll be back with Craig Dickman from Titletown Tech. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life.
That WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From late